Saga Egmont presents Love and Thunder by Rebel Carter. Read by Kelly Burke. Chapter 1. There wasn't a lot that got under Lou Wright's skin. Yes, she had a penchant for being particular, but that was just because of the kind of research she did. It wasn't the kind of thing that could be explained all that easily, mostly because she was still figuring out what the hell she was doing. But that was neither here nor there. Not really. At least, she didn't think so. For weeks now, that was all she'd been doing, explaining her work, her process, why she was out here in the middle of Kansas hunting for the next big discovery, the next big movement forward in storm prediction and inclement weather theory. It was needed in a place like Kansas, and the surrounding areas, that swath of flyover states where no one really went to vacation. They settled there to live, to have families, maybe to farm? She didn't exactly know. She didn't know a lot about the Midwest, but it did have fantastic skies. Big, wide, open spaces that made you think. Made it easy to stargaze, too. She'd been doing it for fun, something she'd gotten away with during her time in Geneva. There was something about having to produce results that took the pleasure right out of her when it came to science and science-adjacent activities. Stargazing fell into that category. It was fun to climb up the stairs with her travel telescope to her second-floor landing, pop the window to the roof, and step out. It was flat there. Really went with the sort of William Lloyd Wright and Victorian-era mashup that was happening with the old bank she was currently working out of. That section of roof was flat, and she'd set her telescope up there with a lawn chair and a thick blanket. Maybe a cup of tea perched besides. Two, if Grace was going to join her at the end of a long day. They'd chat and relax while the big, vast Kansas sky turned into a riot of colors, the blue deepening to navy and orange, tinged with purple and gold. There was that fiery red and yellow that hit the horizon and bathed everything in a warm orange glow before it was properly twilight. That's about when all the metal streetlights in town lit up and made Blue City look like a picture-perfect postcard. There were the pretty, bronze-cast kind of embellishments and curly cues of iron with great big frosted glass globes light shone out of. The town was just as pretty to look at as the sky was. Though, when the stars came out over Blue City, it was something to behold. There wasn't a lot of light from cities and towns out there. Not in a place like Blue City. Not in a state like Kansas. It let you appreciate the wild beauty of the plains. All the miles between towns was a gently rolling, inky blackness that could hold just about anything. For Lou, it held the stars. It held her time to recharge and replenish. It was a respite. But all of that had changed with him. Anderson. That wasn't his first name, but it was what she called him. Mr. Anderson, when she was feeling extra prickly, which was the surprising thing, honestly. Lou wasn't a prickly person. She was soft. She knew it. Grace knew it. Her team knew it. Yes, she could get a little science-crazed, but it was all in her passion for movement in her field. But Anderson? Noah Anderson was a big pain in her ass. She knew it wasn't by choice. The man had been sent there to watch over her and keep an eye on Sky Industries' investment in her. But when she'd signed that contract all those months ago, she'd been under the impression that it was a mutual partnership, one that was beneficial to both parties. Turned out, Sky Industries didn't trust her one little bit. Proven by them sending a hawk like Noah out to keep an eye on her. The man did not let her get away with a single thing without an expenditure report.